Hi everybody, I'm Ali Germani and I come from Beirut, Lebanon, from the American University of Beirut. I'm the coordinator of community engagement and services in the Faculty of Health Sciences. And we have, actually in the outreach and practice unit. We have an outreach and practice unit in the Faculty of Health Sciences. What I will be talking about is actually an intervention that we did in a village in southern Lebanon on composting at the household level. In 2006, the Faculty of Health Sciences and the American University of Beirut were actually heavily involved in relief activities to the displaced population of the South. We had a major war attack in 2006 in Lebanon, and it caused the displacement of 1 million inhabitants or residents of southern Lebanon to the city. And the Faculty of Health Sciences and AUB with students and faculty were heavily involved in this relief activities. After the war has ended, the Faculty of Health Sciences decided that it was time to be more active in being involved inside the communities in order to search for more sustainable, let's say, interventions and be more involved in the community. So in 2006, we have initiated a community-university partnership with the town of Zawtar in the aim of building capacities within that community to identify and respond to its health and environmental needs while promoting service learning activities for our students. I'll give you a small profile of the village. The location of the village is in South Lebanon. It's 85 kilometers away from Beirut. Its population is 3,700 inhabitants. 50% of its land is cultivated, and the major crop is actually tobacco, which consists 70% of the crop. 61% of the population is actually below 21 years old, and 3% is over 60 years old. There is one intermediate public school, and there is actually a very active civil society. And this is what led us actually to choose that this village. It was underprivileged, but at the same and in need and support, but it was not very affected by the 2006 war in terms of destruction of infrastructure. And there was a strong willingness, high commitment from the mayor and the local community to participate and to be involved in such partnership. And the community was recognized actually for its wealth of human resources. And what I would like to highlight here that this is not a research actually, or a study design. Our entry point to Zawtar was more of a partnership. We were building a partnership in order to provide more of technical assistance, to build capacities within that community to be able by itself to respond to its needs. So it was more intervention-based, needs assessment and intervention-based with little research associated to it in the beginning. So the purpose was not actually research. So the approach that we were actually adopting in that community-based intervention was mostly this participatory approach. Our entry to the community was through the municipality, and it was the municipality who initiated contact and who coordinated contact with all the local parties and community leaders inside the village. We started with a needs assessment and identification of top priorities, and this was actually done by a community volunteer committee that was developed or that was established in the community, and they were the ones with our research assistants or field coordinators from the faculty. They were the ones who were leading the needs assessments and interviews and identification of priorities. It was mainly done through town meetings, actually, the setting of priorities. The planning and implementation of activities was also jointly done with the community through in town meetings. After planning and implementing activities, we searched always to build the capacities of that community. We had little funding, actually, and the Faculty of Health Sciences was not going there in order to fund or interventions. So what we used to do is we help the community find its sources of funding. We had some few funds, little funds, that we also pitched in directly into the communities. This model, we, as our underlying assumption, is that we could, by building this capacity, improve the quality of life of the community and ensure the sustainability of all interventions and activities. One of the main problems that was faced by that village in Zawtar was the solid waste management. That was an identified need by the community. There was no solid waste dumpster. Collection was done every 4 days. There were small quantities and small sizes of garbage barrels, actually. The prevailing circumstances of the community was that there was lack of any solid waste management plan by the government, and there was no willingness actually at that time to establish or develop infrastructure plans for that. And the NGOs that were working in the areas were not really willing to fund a solution, because after math, they were more, most NGOs were more involved into rebuilding the cities and more major funding for major problems, let's say. So what we identified as potential interventions were home composting, which I will be talking about today. The municipality was trying also to make arrangements for collection with the Governorate Union of Municipalities. This is, governorates are the way that the Lebanon is actually geographically distributed, administratively distributed. And there was an attempt to do paper recycling at the school level. The subject of my discussion today would be mainly home composting. In fall 2006, a household survey, when we were discussing home composting, we wanted to understand the readiness of the community to do or to undertake such an activity. A household survey was conducted of the, on the current practices, perceptions, and barriers related to solid waste management practices at the household level, and it was conducted actually by volunteers from the community and students from the Faculty of Health Sciences. These were trained on the questionnaires and the delivery of the questionnaire and collection of data. The number of households that were surveyed were 100. The results of the survey, we found that 82% of the community surveyed expressed its readiness to sort and compost solid waste management at the household level. And in this table, we have sorted the types of waste that they were ready actually to sort at the household level. Glass formed 90.2%, but actually there were some youngsters or young people from the village that were already collecting glass from the households, and they were selling them or and making some money out of it. There was plastic, and organic material was 81.5%. They showed 81.5% readiness to collect, to sort, and find a solution at the household level. For paper, it was 60.8%, but we found that maybe it was more effective to do it at the school level rather than doing it at the household level. Again, to go back to our model, the intervention, our idea of the intervention was brought back to the community in a town meeting. We conveyed the advantages of composting at the household level, where we explained to the community that this kind of intervention has a high impact on reduction in household waste, according to literature and evidence from other countries, and that this compost might be used for farming, since we go back to the fact that this village was mostly an agricultural village. The intervention was actually endorsed, and the objective was formulated as such, reducing the village solid waste through home composting. The activities that were conducted on a pilot basis. We trained 27 community members that volunteered from the village to become trainers and to pilot the composting in their own backyard. So in April 2009, and I'm highlighting some of the dates because you would see that later on I will go back to this long time frame of the intervention. So one day training of trainers workshop was conducted by a composting expert from the Lebanese Appropriate Technology Association. And this is the way we used to work with the village. So we used to identify some resources who are willing to come and help the village in some of the technical assistance that they needed. The training workshop actually was based on the principles of 3R, reducing, reusing, and recycling. There were lectures and a demonstration on how to make a composting bin. The objectives of this training of trainers was to convey to these trainees skills needed on sorting and composting technique. And if this was successful, they would plan and implement activities, train and integrate composting among other community members. So they will disseminate their experience to other community members. Pre and post tests of the workshop revealed that the knowledge of the participants increased by 23%. As a follow-up, a training manual on integrated management of solid waste on the local level was distributed to the participants. This was the demonstration on composting bins. In June 2010, compost bins and weight scales were distributed to each trainee in order to start composting the organic solid waste originating from their own homes in their backyard. A refresher session was delivered because, as you see, this was a year later from the term, TOT. The proposed evaluation mechanisms at the time was that the trainee would weigh their household waste for 2 weeks prior to the intervention and 2 weeks during to assess impact. A committee was formed from the trainees to follow up on the intervention with minimal involvement from our faculty. However, in June 2011, so a year later, our perception was that there was low implementation and inadequate follow-up of the intervention. In July 2011, we decided to conduct a short survey to understand the barriers to the implementation. What were the problems in the implementation? And this was the results of the survey. Of the 27 trainees, 14 were currently using the compost bin. Among those, 12 were currently facing problems related to its use. So, and the problems faced were mainly bad smells and the presence of insects and worms. 4 users only actually weighed the waste before and after the intervention. But these users were consistently weighed after the intervention, and the average reduction was 80%. Even faced with these problems, all of the respondents that were currently using the barrel stated that they intend to pursue its usage. Among the 13 respondents who were not composting, the following reasons were stated, and I actually put the zeros on purpose because these were the reasons that we had we asked them to take. And I'd like to show that none of them thought that it was not useful after the intervention, and none of them showed that it requires more training, actually. But the reasons were not enough time, not practical, and mainly it requires effort. 5 only of these who were not using stated that they would have the intention to try again. What were our corrective actions? We've done a Q&A session, questions and answers session, with the composting expert that we brought again to the town in order to provide them with answers to their problems. The municipality actually assigned one member rather than a committee to follow up. That was one of the members who was already trained and was using, actually, to follow up on the implementation. The bins were withdrawn from those who do not intend to use and were distributed to new households who expressed interest, and those were trained by the users and that were trained already. My conclusion is that it actually works. Even though it took 3 years of slow implementation actually, but with closer and frequent follow-up from the academic institution and hopefully now from one community member that will closely follow up, this would work more efficiently. Because as we can see, maybe 4 is not a high number as a sample, but we can see that there is an 80% reduction of waste. The use of the compost for farming is still to be examined, because we have not tested this already, but this might be an incentive to those users to continue using and to convey to the whole community. And there is a need for continuous encouragement of the users and support, technical support actually, to answer their problems. Thank you.